Hello, everybody. Welcome to Heather Shaw is Kidding. It's me, Heather Shaw. Happy Wednesday. The Pope is dead. J.D. Vance killed the Pope with one handshake. It's kind of like how you could kill Congress with one Cool Ranch Dorito chip. J.D. Vance flew all the way to fucking, I don't know, where is Vatican City? Rome? Some bullshit. Vatican City's like D.C. for religious people. I don't know. J.D. Vance shook the hand of the Pope and he said, I've seen enough. I'm out of here. Let me go meet my maker. Shout out to the Pope. I'm sure he's done some good in his life. I'm sure he's covered up some good stuff in his life. He went to his grave knowing a lot of secrets, I bet. And I'm sure J.D. Vance is proud to have shaken the hand of the man who died a day later. The Pope did die. I thought he died on Easter. I thought it'd be so funny if the Pope died on Easter and then 3 days later he came out like, just a kidding. I don't know. I don't know why I make the Pope sound like Mario. I think he's Argentinian. Pope Francis was. He was Argentinian. He's not anymore. He's dead. But it would be a fun little gag. Maybe they can do that for the next Pope. Have him die on Easter. 3 days later, he comes out like, and I'm alive again. Ah, praise the Lord. I don't know why he's always an Italian character. Like he's in Ratatouille. That's where my brain goes. I think every Pope should be Italian, like Mario, like very stereotypically Italian, the way Asian video game makers think Italian people sound like. It's a me, another Pope. Hoo-ha. Anyways, hey, if you came out to the shows in St. Louis and Boston, thanks so much. I had a lot of fun over at the City Wineries, the C-Dubs. Can't stay away. One more City Winery show in Nashville. In June, and then I think I'm done for the city with the City Wineries for a while, but good venues, good shows, had some fun. This week I'm in Napa. I'm headed to Napa tomorrow through Sunday. Going to Napa, California, because Mama's gonna relapse on some wine. No, I'm going for the Napa Valley Stream Fest. Should be fun. I think they put me up as a red carpet correspondent. You know, I'm gonna ask everybody absurd questions. I don't know. I'm going to ask everybody, who their favorite Spice Girl is. Was 9/11 an inside job? You know, these are the things that the people should know the answers to. It'll be fun though. And then, I'm going out to Arizona at the end of the month. Sorry. I was just thinking about red carpet questions right there. I was just thinking about how far I can go with the conspiracy theories. It could get weird. Flagstaff, Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona. I'm coming out at the end of this month into early May. I'm also in Poughkeepsie, New York, L.A., Bristol, Tennessee, Westchester, Indianapolis, Royal Oak, Michigan, Louisville, Nashville at the City Winery, like I said, Eau Claire, Wisconsin, Colorado Springs, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Columbus. We're adding shows in Cleveland, Massillon, Ohio, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Minneapolis. Tickets have gone on sale for Minneapolis. I know that some people in Minneapolis were wondering when those went on sale. They're on sale, bitch. So check them out. HeatherShawComedy.com. Join the Patreon. Every week you get an extra bonus episode of this podcast. More on the personal side of what's going on in my life. I talked about my trip to St. Louis. I talked about my trip to Boston. What else did I talk about? I talked about my experience at the Catholic schools. You know, I'm a Catholic school girl. Which means I only had sex anally throughout high school. Because it was a sin to stick it in the V. And that's weird to have lesbian sex anally. You know, it's like you're cosplaying being a gay guy. It was very odd. Join the Patreon, patreon.com/HeatherShawComedy, baby. And rate and review this podcast if you'd like. You know what I want from your reviews. One word, five letters, queef. That's all I need. Okay, let's get on with the show. Well, the Pope is dead. I know I talked about it already. The Pope is dead, and I don't know how they elect a new Pope. I guess I posted this on TikTok and I was like, how do they elect a new Pope? Is it just they get together and do like a debate? Like with presidents, they'd get up on stage and be like, I'm running for Pope. I don't really know. And then everybody online was like, you dummy, watch The Conclave. It was this Oscar nominated movie with Ralph Fiennes. And I'm not going to watch any movie that's about popes or nuns or God or Jesus. I went to Catholic school. I don't need any more of it. I also, as I talk on my Patreon episode, I don't remember anything from Catholic school other than anal so that I wouldn't sin. I'm gonna pretend that that's a true story. That's not a joke that I'm saying. This is all true. I did lesbian anal because I didn't want to sin as a lesbian at a Catholic school. All right, we're getting off the rails here. I don't know how they elect a new pope. I guess the conclave tells you. I know it's something gay. I know that they elect a pope in the gayest fashion ever because this is majority closeted gay men who are like, honey, I don't want to get married to a woman. I'll just be a priest. You know, it's a lot of that. What do you mean? I can spend time in a convent with other men? Sign me up. You know, it's a lot of that. Not all priests are gay, but all gays are, you know, but most are. It's very gay. It's very gay guy how they elect a pope. They get all together and they just, you know, pound it out until somebody figures out who's the best. Maybe it's like, I don't know. Who gives head the best? They're doing something behind doors. And then when they find a new pope, they release smoke out of a chimney. I don't fucking know. It's very camp. It's very gay. I mean, girl, just come out and say the new pope is. But no, they have to make it very dramatic. It's giving high school play. It's giving community theater. And we love him for it. So we'll see how long it takes. I heard there's a front runner, an Asian guy. He's called... I think he's called St. Francis of Asia, which is very fun that he's just claimed all of Asia. He's the priest of Asia. And also his name's Francis. So I feel like that's just kind of like, girl, pick your own name. It's like Drag Race. You can't have two drag queens with the same name ever. You can't have, you know, Katya and then Katya. Like you can't, there can't be another Pope Francis. It's too soon. You got to be something else. But I think he calls himself Pope Francis of Asia. Or not Pope Francis, but something of Asia. Let's see what he is. Francis of Asia. If I just type in that, that's just a porn search. I don't know. I'm not seeing it anywhere. Maybe I just saw it on TikTok and assumed it was real news, as I usually do. Asia. Okay. I hope the Pope is Asian or Black. I hope we get a blope. Trans. We could get a trans Pope. We need something fresh for the Catholic Church. You know, they've been marred with, you know, rumors. I'm saying it like Meredith Marks, if you know what I'm talking about. The rumors, the nastiness about pedophilia. You know, they've been marred with that. And I think they need a revamp. They need to have an openly out gay pope, or they need just a Black pope. I mean, please, anything other than a white, fucking old white guy. I mean, the popes look like the presidents of the United States. They're all like in their 70s. They're all white. They're all shitting their pants. It's like, can we get a break? Get a Barack Obama in there. We need some young, fresh, hot blood. Somebody who can dunk a basketball or at least know how to dribble one. I vote for a trans little person pope. And he's got to like climb up on a little stool to give his sermons. I don't know what they're doing. I really don't know what the Pope does. It's pretty much like the royal family. I'm not sure. Is it all for show? It is very drag. It's very drag. The Pope is very drag. I don't know what happens. And I really don't know what power the Pope has. What can the Pope do? Can the Pope murder? Drink all the wine? Do they get paid? There's so many questions I have that I'm never going to answer because I don't want to find out. I don't, and that's all little I care. This is just, you know, to me, church is just a Bible book club. It's just people getting around, loving a book. You know, it's like if you got a Harry Potter book club together. This is just for Jesus. That's what I think church is. It's people that love the Bible. They want to talk about the book. They want to dissect it. Some use it to hate. That's okay. You know, you interpret it one way. It's all fiction, so that makes sense. You're interpreting it your own way. It's all subjective. This is not law. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really care about the Pope. But RIP to a real one, I guess. I don't know what he's done. I'm not sure. I want to get to the meteor storyline here, which is that Kanye West came out with an incredible story. Kanye West is running out of shit to like get attention for. You know, he's doing the Hitler thing, the swastika merch, the Nazi merch. He's doing the Black Klan outfit. He's running out of things. Now he's pivoting hard into molestation. I guess it's not molestation because he did it with a younger cousin. But he came out and said that he would suck his cousin's dick. Guys, this is true. In 2025, this is what's happening with Kanye West. This only, by the way, amplifies my conspiracy theory that they have kidnapped Kanye West and are tarnishing his name. I'm not making excuses. If this is actually Kanye West doing all this wild shit, I'm not trying to say that this, you know, but a part of me thinks it would be a really easy way to tarnish somebody's legacy and image if you kidnapped him. Because remember when Kanye West said a year or so ago that he would never wear Balenciaga again? And if you see him wearing Balenciaga or see him supporting Balenciaga, that means that he's been kidnapped and there's a clone out. He said all this shit, right? And then like a week later, he's in a Balenciaga store. And I'm going like, uh-oh. Now listen, I'm not going to get tinfoil hat on everybody. I can't go down the Kanye West conspiracy pipeline because I just don't care enough. I have my life to live. But it would be an easy way to tarnish this man's image, to turn him into like a raging Nazi who openly says he sucked his cousin's dick. And he says it openly. Let me read you this tweet he said. Or X, whatever the fuck. So he's got this new song called Cousins, right? And this is what he tweeted out. I'm just going to say tweet because I'm a millennial and I'm not changing. This is what he says. This song is called Cousins, about my cousin. All right. It's about my cousin that's locked in jail for life for killing a pregnant lady a few years after I told him we wouldn't look at dirty magazines together anymore. All right. I don't know about the correlation there, but okay. He continues, perhaps in my self-centered mess, I felt it was my fault that I showed him those dirty magazines when he was six, and then we acted out what we saw. All right, these are kids. These are kids discovering sex, and, you know, sometimes it's with your relatives, and, you know, it's whatever. I've never sucked my cousin's dicks, but, you know, my cousins are girls, so that would be incredibly hard. I'd be 6 years old and be like, why do you have a strap on? All right, he goes on. My dad had Playboy magazines, but the magazines I found in the top of my mom's closet were different. And then he ends it. My name is Ye, and I sucked my cousin's dick till I was 14. Now, I'm just saying, if you wanted to ruin this man's legacy, let's say he is kidnapped somewhere and they've made a clone and this is what they're putting out. It's a great way to do it. Do I really think that's what's happening? No. I think this man is severely mentally ill and just, you know, no one, because he's a man, he's never going to see a conservatorship. He's just a crazy genius. A father of four. He's coming out, trauma dumping on the internet about, you know, sucking his cousin's dick, who, and then his cousin went on to murder a pregnant woman because he cut him off from looking at the pornos together. I don't really know. It's hard to follow mentally ill people's thinking sometimes. Sometimes you can follow mentally ill people's thinking. A depressed person, you go, yeah, I understand. Anxiety, sure. But this is another level. This is like, I can't get into the cousin incest. I can't follow this. I don't relate. And even when I try to relate, it's icky. It's a lot. It's a lot. You know, I can't imagine it's not true. But it's just like, what are you doing to come out with this kind of story? You know, there's always been rumors that Kanye's either bi or gay, or, you know, they call him Con-gay. I don't know either way. To me, he's always, listen, I know my gaydar is very good. To me, he's always screamed a little gay. He's always screamed a little gay because he's very controlling of the women he dates. Red flag. He treats them like dolls, like his own personal dolls. You know what I'm saying? He's always had like, he's super into fashion, which doesn't mean anything, but there were rumors that he was dating that one fashion designer over in Italy. You know, South Park has kind of ripped on the rumors a bit with the gay fish shit. You know, he just doesn't seem to really like women. And that's a big tell that somebody doesn't want to fuck him. You know, when a man is constantly cheating or constantly being a dick to women, probably likes guys. Probably is really upset that he has to put up with women, that he has to pretend to like them. Now, sure, there are just awful men that cheat and also still love pussy. But there are a lot of men that cheat because they're closing their eyes when they're banging other women and thinking of Channing Tatum. Do you know what I'm saying? Or thinking of Justin Bieber on fentanyl at Coachella. Anything. I don't know. Anything but you, Molly. Yeah, it's it's an interesting thing. He's really gone off the deep end. Is it for attention? Is he just being true to himself? I just can't imagine this man ever needing to come out and tell us that. Tell a therapist that. I'm sure he doesn't like therapy. If he is in therapy, a therapist definitely wasn't like, you know what you should do with this information, Kanye. Thank you for sharing with me in a private matter. But I really think in order to heal from sucking your cousin's dick, you need to tweet about it. Yeah, you just need to go tell your millions of followers, and TMZ will pick it up, and some lesbian who looks like Jim Carrey will eventually talk about it on her podcast. I think that's really going to heal you, Kanye. Why don't you tweet about it? A little too much. He's losing his mind. I don't know what's going on. And I don't know how much further does this get? He's doing the Nazi stuff. He's saying that black people, you know, what did he say about black people in slavery? That slavery wasn't that bad. Ugh. God. What else? Earlier that month, the rapper said he does not suffer from bipolar disorder, a classic line usually muttered by people who are with untreated bipolar disorder, might I add. The first people to say, I don't have bipolar disorder, are people who have untreated bipolar disorder. You know, I'm never walking around saying, I don't have bipolar disorder. And medicated people will just say, yeah, I have bipolar disorder. I take medication for it. Anyways, he said he doesn't suffer from that, as he previously stated on several occasions, but that he is autistic. Come to find out, it's really a case of autism that I have. So I like that he can come to terms with having autism, but bipolar is a no-no. You know, and when did autism become the fall guy for Nazis? That's the interesting thing. When did autism get co-opted by the Nazi movement? When Elon Musk was doing salutes, he's autistic. He's a goofy autistic guy. His special interest is swastikas. He collects Mein Kampfs. You know, Kanye doing interviews in a black Klansman outfit. And he goes, look, I don't have bipolar. That's fucking nuts. Me, a black guy in a Klan suit? You think I have bipolar? That's crazy. Let me tell you what I do. I'm autistic. You know, I feel bad for autistic people. Love on the spectrum. RFK's out here being like, autism destroys families. You know, it's like, I mean, Robert F. Kennedy I don't know what that guy's going, what he's doing. He's working, in the government, the same government that probably killed most of his family. And beyond that, he is really focused on the wrong things. I do like that RFK came out and gave a speech and said that autism destroys families. And then a day later, there was a school shooting at FSU. You know, priorities. I don't think it's the autism that's destroying families as much as the guns roaming around our schools by mentally ill, mostly white dudes. I don't know what else Kanye West can do to top this. I don't know if he's trying to top it. It seems like he is. I mean, if you would have told me 5 years ago, hey, Kanye West is going to tweet about sucking his cousin's dick, I would believe it, but I would be like, how did we get here? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, anything is possible, especially when it comes to Kanye. But how did we get from the Kanye who stood up for black people in Hurricane Katrina saying that George W. Bush doesn't care about black people? How do we get that Kanye to being on Twitter and being like, you know, slavery wasn't that bad and I sucked my cousin's dick. By the way, he killed a pregnant woman. He's in prison now. I don't know. What happened? And is the song Cousins good? Do we think the song is good? Or do you think, how funny would it be if you just press play and it's just sounds of head. The whole song is just the sound of head. It's like somebody mashing or fucking. It's like somebody stirring mac and cheese. That's the whole song. Cousins by Kanye West. All right, that was Cousins by Kanye West. I don't know what's going on with the guy. You know, I don't have a lot of sympathy for him because I just don't care anymore. I don't know. I've met a lot of mentally ill people and a lot of them are not monsters and would never, you know, support Nazis because they're mentally ill. Maybe I'm meeting the wrong ones. Even the bipolar people I see online, they're just like, oh, yeah, I had a manic episode and just spent all my money. But none of them are like, yeah, so I carved a swastika in my butter. I'm hanging up swastikas in my house because I have bipolar too. You know, any bipolar person I see, I don't think I know anybody personally with bipolar disorder, but anybody I see online that's openly vocally talking about having bipolar, none of them are just like, yeah, I committed a hate crime yesterday. It's just like, damn, I'm very depressed for like 2 weeks and then I can't sleep for the next two, you know? I'm not really sure what's going to happen. I'm sure Kim Kardashian's going to do something. You know, he's probably, I can't imagine he's seeing his kids. I don't know. It's just a very odd thing. We'll keep an eye on the Kanye. I would rather Kanye, because here's my theory is, I've always thought he's gone off the deep end a bit because he is a closeted gay guy who has four kids with a woman he hates. And if only he could just come out. It's kind of like Aaron Rodgers. Allegedly, Aaron Rodgers is doing everything but coming out of the fucking closet. He's doing ayahuasca in caves. He's becoming bitter and weird. He's anti-vax. COVID is a hoax. He's really getting into like this weird alt-right pipeline. It's like all you have to do is openly suck dick. Not your cousins. Just come out of the closet, Aaron, and then you'll go back to normal. People will do anything to repress their sexuality, and it's very sad. Now, could Aaron Rodgers be straight? Sure. And I could also be black. But yeah, part of me thinks that Kanye would just be happier and not as unwell and unstable if he was just living his truth. I'm not saying he's fully gay. I just think he's got some shimmers of gay in him, and he's got to let them out. Yeah, he's punishing women. His wife, Bianca Censori, he just controls her and punishes her publicly from what we see. I don't know personally what's going on behind closed doors. Would never want to find out. Dear God, I want to sleep at night. Dear God, can you imagine what's going on behind closed doors? No thanks. I mean, it's probably very boring stuff, but also we probably thought that about P. Diddy at one point. Yeah, he's just a very controlling guy. I mean, when he was with Kim, he told her what to wear, what dresses to wear. He would yes or no, whatever her outfits were. I mean, that's a sign of a healthy straight man, huh? Anyways, we'll keep an eye on Kanye. I wish he was just gay. I wish he was just openly gay. You know, that would make much more sense. And it wouldn't be so depressing. And we wouldn't have to bear the brunt of whatever the fuck he's doing. You know, and I don't know where he goes from here. Where does he go? Once you come out with, I sucked my cousin's dick until I was 14, where do you go? Then what? Holy shit. I mean, I don't know. It's very odd too, because he's like still talking to the diddler. And it's like the diddler was also sucking 14-year-old dick. It's very strange. I don't know, man. I don't know. All right, let's get into some other stories here. Amanda Bynes, God love her. This just must be the mentally ill episode. I'm not trying to make fun of Amanda Bynes, but we have to live in reality, guys. We have to call out what is true. Obviously, Amanda Bynes has had some mental health struggles, okay? I hate when I talk about this online, if I mention, oh yeah, somebody's, you know, mentally ill, and then they're like, that's bullying. And it's like, this is reality. What do you want me to say? Amanda Bynes is a beacon of mental health? You know, horrible things have happened to Amanda Bynes, probably, most likely, that have caused her to lose her mind. But we have to be realistic with what's going on here, you know? Anyways, Amanda Bynes launches an OnlyFans. It's not what you think, you little creep. She launches an OnlyFans and shares a disclaimer for sleazy content. Amanda Bynes said she won't be posting any sleazy content as she launched an OnlyFans account to connect with fans on her $50 per month subscription plan. You got to pump that number up, Amanda. 50 is too cheap. You're a fucking icon. 90s kids love you. Millennials love you. Some Gen Z still love you. You got to pump those numbers up. 150 a month at least. Let's make some money, honey. I mean, she's probably, you know, she's got to make some money. And she's certainly not going to act. I don't blame her. I know she's been bopping around different careers. I think she was an esthetician school or beauty school, nail tech maybe. She's done other different things, and she's just trying to find herself after, you know, her harrowing experience in Hollywood. But you got to pump those numbers up, girl. $50 a month? Anybody can join. You got to pump it up to 200. Do 200 a month. You're Amanda fucking Bynes. You are our childhood, bitch. She won't be posting any sleazy content, she said. She's only doing OnlyFans to chat with my fans through DMs, which I don't know. I don't know that. Hold on. Edie, my dog's trying to get out. She can't stand this Amanda Bynes slander. Edie, you're all right. Edie is her name, my dog. Her name is short for eating disorder. Okay. Amanda Bynes is only going to be using it to connect to fans through DMs, which already sounds like a terrible idea because there are a lot of creepy men out there. There's a lot of, you know, fanatical women, sure, but there are a lot of creepy men. And I would just hate for anything to happen to Amanda Bynes or to just be harassed. You know, there's trolls. $50, a troll will join for $50 and then dispute it on their credit card. You got to pump those numbers up, Amanda. If somebody wants to troll you, they're going to have to pay $200 up front that they're not getting back, you know. But that's what I worry about with her, you know. I don't think her parents are good parents. Well, number one, they didn't protect her in the industry. I'll say that. Look at her now. That's what you get when you just throw your children to the wolves of the industry. You know, a good example of a child star who has come out pretty much unscathed and seems very normal, and that's because her parents were extremely protective of her and made sure that she was not set up for any nefarious activities, and she was just protected. Hillary Duff. Hillary Duff is a good example of how you protect your child in Hollywood as a child actor. Shout out to Hillary Duff's parents. But yeah, I don't think Amanda Bynes' parents are great. I know they did the conservatorship for a while. Maybe they were at their wit's end with it and they didn't know what to do. But also, it just seems like you didn't protect your child. I'm sure that something happened with Amanda Bynes and Dan Schneider. That fucking freak. Will we ever really know? Who knows? But anyways, her OnlyFans can be used in a purely G-rated context, though it's largely known for hosting dirty photos, videos. Some people have joined the platform to create non-sexual content, including Harry Potter alum Jesse Cave, who started a page geared toward people who have an interest or fetish with hair. See, that doesn't seem too clean to me. I know that hair is not sexual, but we could make it sexual. What are you doing over there, Jesse Cave? I don't even know who Jesse Cave is. I have no idea who Jesse Cave is. Let's look her up. Okay, yeah. I'd have no idea. Anyway, she's into hair fetishes. Honestly, not a bad one to get into. What is that? You just braid it and take a picture and some guy comes to it? That's fine. That's almost as harmless as feet to me. It's fine. If things get desperate, I'm just going to join OnlyFans and just start posting my pinky toes. I'll do it. I don't care. I'll throw in some shaved pubes on those things. We'll get going. We'll get cooking. As for Amanda, OnlyFans is just one of the many outlets where she can show off her creativity. What is the creativity, though? I think she's just doing DMs with fans. And again, that concerns me. The people that are going to be in her DMs. Sorry, Edie wants up, guys. Say hi, Edie. If you're watching YouTube right now, you can see Edie. She's up here. She's going to sit in my lap. She's going crazy. She can't stand the Amanda Bynes talk. Yeah, she's 39 years old. She's joining OnlyFans. You can't judge Amanda. She's been through it. I think she's getting her heart on her face tattoo removed. Her heart face tattoo. I think that's getting removed. So the step in the right direction. She did an art show, a clothing pop-up show in LA. I remember seeing people stopping by that. Again, it's just, she's got to be protected because there are a lot of creepy people out there. And a lot of people that want to take advantage of somebody like Amanda Bynes. And she seems honestly like she could be taken advantage because I don't think that she's mentally all there. And I'll tell you why. I think I've mentioned this on the podcast before, but I once made a TikTok to a sound that was basically implying that I posted TikTok and the caption was to the person who hurt Amanda Bynes. And the sound was, you don't deserve to see sun. You belong in a cave, right? Basically saying whoever hurt Amanda Bynes, you deserve to have a life of suffering and you don't deserve any happiness. And she commented or was in my live and asked me, she said, hey, and it was Amanda Bynes. It was her actual account. She saw that and she said, hey, why? I saw your video you posted about me. Why do you think I belong in a cave? So she's not able to understand and grasp basic like media. Like that was a very, there's no way you could have confused that video. It was very clearly me being like, to the person who hurt Amanda Bynes, you don't deserve happiness kind of thing. And she saw that and thought that I was saying that she deserved to be in a cave. So there's something that's not triggering in her head. I don't think she's of sound mind, and I don't blame her at all. She's been through hell and back. I'm just saying that that experience, I was like, oh, she's not fully there. And you know, it made me feel bad. And I think this might be a wrong move for her because there are creepy people and she doesn't really understand things the same anymore. So let's see. She's come a long way. Since stepping away from acting, she graduated from the Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising in 2019 before seeking more schooling to become a manicurist. That's what she was doing. She wanted to do nails. After a brief stint in the podcasting world, she did try to do a podcast, but I don't think it really worked because the person she was doing a podcast was sucked, just as a person, I think. So I don't know. I don't think that she's capable of doing a podcast because I don't think her thoughts, her brain is all there. And that's so fucking sad, but it's true. That's when she commented that on my thing, I was like, oh, she doesn't, this is a basic concept that she's not getting. So she's not all there. She's not all there. She's not all that. Is that the movie? I don't know. I really wasn't Amanda Bynes stan that much. I don't really know much about her, but I feel bad for her. It reminds me of when I worked in high school, I worked at Panera Bread. How fun is that? Panera Bread. And there was a guy there in his 20s who was like, all he did was bust the dining room. So he'd like clean tables and he wasn't allowed to make food or like run the register because he couldn't. Apparently this guy was young, good looking guy, probably mid 20s. He had taken so much acid at a Sublime concert a few years back that he was stuck in a perma trip. And at first I didn't believe it. But when I started interacting with him, I was like, oh, shit, this guy, like he could do a basic task, right? Like he can clean, he could totally clean the dining room. He could wipe tables, but he would do things like he'd come up to me with he'd have a cup full of like a soda with ice in it. And one time he came up to me and he wasn't fucking with me. He's very serious. You could tell. And he came up to me and said, Heather. And I said, yeah, what's up? And he said, damn, there's floating icebergs in my cup. And he meant the ice. But I remember him being freaked out because of the floating icebergs in his cup. And that's when I realized, oh, this kid's brain is gone. And I never really heard of like perma trips or whatever, but he could recall when I asked him about it. He did say he took, I forget how many tabs, but it was a massive amount to take at once. And he even knew, he was like, my brain is fried. Like I can't, he could talk to me about it, but there were times when he would say shit like that. And I was like, oh, this guy can't function. I think he probably had to live at home. He couldn't drive. His parents had to pick him up from work. And this guy was probably 25, 26 years old. And otherwise was normal before that. So that always was like, ugh. That's probably why I never touched acid. Honestly, I never wanted to touch acid. It's too much of a commitment. And I think probably looking back now, that kid probably was like a lesson to me that I don't even want to fuck with it. And I know that that's probably a rare thing that happens and he probably just did way too much of it. So feel free to yell at me in the YouTube comments about acid doesn't do that. Acid gives you ego death. It's good. It's an awakening. That guy was faking it. Do whatever you want to say. But firsthand experience of that kid. You could tell that he was very seriously in a bad perma trip and it probably hopefully wears off, but where he was at in life, he couldn't, he didn't understand that that was ice. And I could see Amanda Bynes doing that, having a cup full of ice and being like, look at these icebergs. I don't know. Just a little like not really grasping reality. And we need to live in reality. You know, we really do. I'm going to make that the name of this. We need to live in reality. All right, let's get on to it. Hey, baby. But shout out to Amanda Bynes. I'm certainly not joining her OnlyFans. If you are, why? And please report back. Because, you know, one time I joined it. Whose OnlyFans did I join? I only ever became a member of Sonia Morgan's OnlyFans. I think it was Sonia, or it might have been Ramona. One of them. One of the Real Housewives, because I was like, why the fuck is she on OnlyFans? I forget who it was. This was like in 2020. I was bored as fucking COVID, during COVID. I think it was Sonia Morgan. But Sonia or Ramona, I joined the OnlyFans, and I think it was Sonia, and it was just mirror selfies. And you can be G. I knew it was clean before I joined, because I was not about to want to see any Real Housewives pussy. But yeah, it was just Sonia like posting shitty mirror selfies and being like going out for the day. And I don't think she had a lot of followers or fans or subscribers, but it was very interesting to me. And that's kind of what it feels like Amanda Bynes is doing. All right, let's get on to our podcast sponsors, baby. You know them, you love them. The only sponsor we have, Lucy Brown Coffee, the only sponsor we need. You can now enjoy coffee from Lucy Brown Coffee Bar without ever leaving the comfort of your home. Get their coffee subscription. It's fantastic. You know I talk about it so much all the time. I love it. You get a fresh bag of coffee, whole beans or ground, sent straight to your door. All starting at just $20 a month. It's a good deal. You don't have to leave your home. You don't have to go get shitty coffee from the grocery store because the options there fucking suck. You can get new coffee you've never heard of from really delicious roasters from all around the country. And every month, it's a new bag that you've never had. And that's pretty impressive. So shout out to Lucy Brown. All you got to do is visit their website, lucybrowncoffee.com. That's L-U-S-S-I, browncoffee.com. Follow the coffee subscription button and get signed up today. Plus, if you use the code Heather Shaw is kidding, you'll get 10% off your first order. So get the coffee subscription. Get on with it. And put some pep in your step with some delicious coffee. I can't recommend their coffee subscription enough. Thank you, Lucy Brown, for sponsoring this show, and get that coffee, bitch.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Shannon Sharp is going through it. Yeah, Shannon Sharp is fucking going through it. Shannon Sharp, if you know, he hosts Club Shay Shay, former NFL player. Apparently, he's been accused of rape, I think, or something. There was a video released of him telling this ex or ex-fuck. I don't know if they were dating. I think it was an ex-fuck that he was going to choke the shit out of her. It can be convoluted because there's also texts that she sent to him saying earlier that she was like, I'd like to be tied up. I want you to put a collar on me like a dog and fuck the shit out of me and choke the shit out of me. She said that to him. So I'm not saying that is right that he said he was going to choke the shit out of her. But later on, when they got in a fight on the phone, this is recorded on the phone. He said, I'm going to choke the shit out of you when I see you next. But that could be defended as like, well, Your Honor, she's texted earlier that she likes to be choked. So he could just be trying to, you know, horn her up, get her wet. Anyways, now Shannon Sharp is vowing to sue his rape accuser for defamation in the wake of allegations she made against him in a bombshell lawsuit. So the attorney who's representing Jane Doe, the woman suing Shannon Sharp, is the same attorney who's taking on civil lawsuits against P. Diddy. Tony Busby. This guy can't stay away from rape against celebrities. This guy loves it. You know, Tony Busby also did the lawsuit to Jay-Z that got not even settled, got thrown out. But Tony Busby released an audio to TMZ Sports that he says shows Sharp threatening his client with disturbing, aggressive, and dangerous language. Sharp opened up his statement by claiming that Doe's case is a shakedown. He then accused Busby of orchestrating the attempted cash grab, explaining he believes Tony Busby targets black men. Now, Tony Busby has gone after P. Diddy, Jay-Z, and now Shannon Sharp. So Shannon's not wrong. But also, like, you know, you mean black rich men. Tony Busby is not representing civil lawsuits against broke black dudes. He's only going after the rich ones. He could be right, though. Sharp then, where'd it go? Sharp then stated he thinks Busby is going to release a 30-second clip of a sex tape that tries to make me look guilty and play into every stereotype you could possibly imagine. The video should actually be 10 minutes or so. Hey, Tony, this is all Shannon talking. Hey, Tony, instead of releasing your edit, put the whole video out. I don't have it, or I would myself. You know what happened, and you're trying to manipulate the media. The encounter in question took place during the day at her invitation, and now that appears to be a deliberate setup. I don't fucking know what's going on with this, and I honestly don't care. I don't think that Shannon Sharpe's a rapist, but if somebody is saying he is, I don't know. You know, I don't really believe in shakedowns, but then the whole Drewski thing happened, and that kind of screamed shakedown. This woman came out and said that she was raped by Drewski in 2018, by Drewski and Odell Beckham Jr. in 2018 at P. Diddy's house. The issue is that she used Drewski's stage name. She just used Drewski. She didn't name his full name, which is whatever. But also, Drewski came out and released bank statements and released information and said, look, in 2018, I was a broke piece of shit, nothing. I was living in Georgia. I didn't have any connections. I was broke. He released his bank statements from Bank of America in 2018. He had about $9 in his account. He was like, I was a nobody. This could have never happened in 2018. Nobody knew me. I was not getting invited to P. Diddy's house. I did not know Odell Beckham. So that to me it seemed like a shakedown. It does happen. This is the problem with believe all women. You know, you can't believe all of a certain person. You can't believe all anybody. You want me to believe all women, and then what about Casey Anthony? Do you know what I'm saying? But I certainly don't. My go-to response when a woman comes out with an accusation of rape or sexual assault is to believe her. That's my go-to is to go, oh, I believe her until something comes out that proves that that's not right. The Drewski one, I didn't know, because 2018 Drewski was not really around. So that one seemed a little funky. Anyways, I don't know what's going on with the Shannon Sharpe thing. I don't really care that much. He's got a weird... His podcast is incredibly successful, and I don't know what he's giving those celebrities in their drinks, but they come out confessing everything to that man. Monique will sit down and just be like, this person hurt me, Tyler Perry's a faggot, and I hate life. Cat Williams sat down and scorched the industry last year. You know, it's calling everybody fake, phony, Kevin Hart's a industry plant, all this shit. You sit on Club Shay Shay, you're spilling some shit. But Shannon Sharpe's a weird guy. He's very sexually charged. He accidentally released, what did he do? He accidentally released video on Instagram of him pounding a woman named Michelle. Ew, I don't want to hear Shannon Sharpe having sex. He looks like a horse. He's a huge NFL player, and he looks like he could play a live-action version of BoJack Horseman. He's just got a very long face. But Shannon Sharpe, to me, is not somebody I want to know they're banging. He seems very sexually charged. I don't know if he raped anybody. I heard the clip of him being like, I'm going to choke the shit out of you, and I see you next. I don't know. I can't tell if it's like if he's saying that because she likes to be choked in bed and he's trying to be cute. Because it wasn't super vicious when he said it. He wasn't like, I'm going to choke the fucking shit out of you. It was very like, man, let me tell you, I'm going to choke you when I see you next. You know, so it's hard for me to tell. I'm not trying to excuse what happened, but I don't really know what's going on. Let's see. In Doe's lawsuit, she alleged Sharpe raped her multiple times in late 2024, early 2025, after she had attempted to end their nearly two-year-long relationship following cheating allegations. Busby said Tuesday he's looking forward to presenting the evidence in this case through the judicial process where the truth matters more than a sports icon's desperate public spin. Tony Busby's a hard bitch. Holy shit. I don't know. We'll have to see. If Shannon Sharpe gets found guilty of rape, he's going to have to go right wing. You know, right wing will take him in, even as a black guy. He's going to have to go full right wing and just start supporting J.D. Vance. Just start going out there and dancing with Trump. He's going to have to start hanging with Kid Rock. If he, you know, maybe nothing will change. A lot of guys rape in the sports world and nothing really happens. Nothing. I mean, people just kind of go, oh, well, whatever. Women are liars, you know. Nobody defends men more than other men. Nobody defends rapists more than other men. Who knows? He might. I mean, even if he gets found guilty of rape, it probably won't affect anything other than like a lot of women probably won't go on his podcast anymore. And again, he'll just have to go right wing and get more like conservative people start interviewing Andrew Tate. You know, we'll see. But the guy is a sex pest. Everything about him that comes out is all about sex. I don't want to hear you having sex. I don't want any of it. You're like Russell Brand without the accent and big words. All right, the last thing I want to talk about was Haley Joel Osment arrested. Another child star. You know Haley Joel Osment from The Sixth Sense. I see dead people. Now he sees handcuffs. He was arrested at a ski lift for being drunk as shit. And for possessing cocaine. So he was snowing. He was skiing while skiing. Isn't that fun? I'm sure he made that joke several times in the day before he got arrested. He was described as very intoxicated and unruly in dispatcher audio from his recent arrest at a California ski resort. A member of the Mammoth Mountain Ski Patrol told the dispatcher he was out of control in chair two. Hey, we got this fat, washed up has-been who's out of control. Hey, you know who's not fucking skiing, drunk and skiing? You know who's not doing lines in the chairlift, drunk as shit? The kid from Jerry Maguire. Can we give it up for that motherfucker? He stays the fuck out of it. You won't see that child star do anything. Please, dear God, next week there's a story. The kid from Jerry Maguire raped a whole family. I hope that doesn't come out. Oh, my God. The kid from Jerry Maguire is a Nazi. Please, dear God. You won't see that guy getting in trouble. But Haley Joel Osment, you know, he just had a little party and he got in a little trouble. He was in his worst moment. And he got caught. It's weird that you're doing coke and booze and you can't just have fun. You're skiing. Just have fun. You know, why do you got to be a dick? He was not being cooperative. Cops ultimately responded and placed Haley in custody, and he was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct under the influence of alcohol and possession of cocaine. The possession of cocaine really amplifies it. If he had just gotten a disorderly intoxication or public intoxication, disorderly conduct, you can blow past that and still keep partying. You know, you just get like a, well, yeah, I was being an asshole in public. Yeah, I got a little too drunk at the chairlifts and at skiing. But then when you add the possession of cocaine, then it becomes like, oh, do you have a problem? You know, even if you don't have a problem, if you get caught with cocaine on you, it's automatically like, well, you got to stop doing cocaine, you know, because now it's like people know. And now, you know, cocaine's a thing that is done with secret and in shame, unless you're around your other friends who are doing cocaine. But when non-coke users find out you're doing cocaine, they're going to think you have a problem. You got to keep that under wraps. In the body cam footage, you see the moment police discover the alleged cocaine. It's folded up in a $20 bill, which is, by the way, very ballsy. To just have your cocaine loose in a $20 folded up $20 bill, you got to keep that in a baggie. What are you doing? You're just opening up the bill and hoping like there's not a gust of wind? That's ballsy. But here, get this. As Haley is being hauled off to jail, you hear him call the arresting officer a fucking Nazi and a slur for a Jewish person. Probably like, I don't know, what was he saying? A fucking Nazi Jew? That seems weird. That seems like, that doesn't seem right. I mean, calling a cop a fucking Nazi, to me, that's not that bad. Am I a bad person? I don't think that's that bad. I mean, you know. They said it in Seinfeld. They were saying soup Nazi. I think you can call a cop for being a Nazi for you know, crushing your high. You were getting drunk, doing lines, skiing while skiing, and now you're fucking in handcuffs because some fucking hall monitor wants to tell you you're having too much fun. But the slur for a Jewish person, I don't agree with. And that's got to be, you know, embarrassing. His mugshot looks great, though. He's smiling. He's fat. He looks like Santa during the off seasons. This is what Santa does when he's not, you know, when he's not working. He's just going skiing and blowing lines. Haley previously told us he was horrified by his behavior and was blacked out when he used disgraceful language, though he says that's no excuse. He also apologized to the Jewish community. You're fine. He should come out with a comedy sketch where he's just like, I see Jewish people and they're arresting me. Yeah, that's a rough one to get arrested with, because now you can't just go do cocaine because everybody's going to see you do cocaine that you're around and they're going to be like, oh, you have a problem. I also got to say, cocaine is the one drug with the least return on investment. You got to stop doing cocaine. If you're doing cocaine, I don't care if you're doing one bump. All right, if you're doing one bump and that's it, great. If you're doing more than that, you got to fucking stop. You're a fucking loser. Dude, it is the least return on investment of any other drug. You can't convince me otherwise. You have to do it every 10 to 20 minutes. It costs a shit ton of money. There's probably fentanyl in it. You end up talking to some asshole till 4 a.m. You don't even know this fucking person. You're calling him a loser in your head, but you're also a loser because you're there with him. You know, you're in the same boat. You're both fucking losers up at 4 a.m. talking about shit that doesn't fucking matter. Your heart is going to be pounding at 7 a.m. You're going to go try to sleep and your heart's going to be pounding out of your chest. You know, it's just a loser drug. Just do Adderall like an adult. If you were like, I'm addicted to heroin, that would be make more sense to me. Then cocaine, at least you're cool. You're stabbing your own, you're shooting up. That takes balls. Cocaine is just a little bitch drug. Don't do cocaine. Do Adderall like an adult. All right, that's our episode. Thanks so much for listening. Our episode, it's mine. That's my episode, bitch. Upcoming shows. As you know, I'm in Napa this whole week, Wednesday or Thursday through Sunday. Napa Valley Stream Fest, if you're in the area, come out, get passes. It's going to be a fun time. I'll be on the red carpet doing red carpet shit. I think Jason Siegel's going to be there, J.D. Plass, Diane Warren, a bunch of other comedians, good stuff. Then later in this month, I'm at Flagstaff, Arizona at the Orpheum Theater, Phoenix, Arizona, Mic Drop Mania. Next month, Poughkeepsie, New York, L.A., Bristol, Tennessee, Westchester, P.A. In June, I'm in Indianapolis, Royal Oak, Louisville, Nashville, Eau Claire. In July, I'm in Colorado, Denver. Minneapolis in June as well. And then out later in the year, I'm in Tulsa, Columbus, Cleveland, Massillon, Fort Wayne, Raleigh, Austin, Denver, Portland, Maine, and maybe Batavia, Illinois will get a show added soon. Stay tuned for more shows, but go to Heather Shaw Comedy and get tickets. You're not going to regret it. The shows are very fun. They're very unhinged. I love them so much. Join the Patreon. Extra episodes of this podcast every single week. That's patreon.com/HeatherShawComedy. And don't forget to rate and review with my favorite one word, five letters, queef. Until next time, stay gay, everybody. All right, see ya.